Chapter 7. 6 o'clock, and Jesus comes whistling around the corner to find Chris sitting on a low wall with Miles and Danny. The boys look exhausted, Danny's head resting sideways on Chris's great gut.
"Hey, guys, how'd you all make out?" Jesus asks.
Chris is rubbing his bare feet.
"Becky asked me to watch the boys, said she had an idea but wanted to go off on her own. We found this tire place that wanted people to, like, give out leaflets. $5 an hour for me and $2.50 for the kids," the guy said. I said, "How about minimum wage?" The guy laughs and says, "Take it or leave it, fat man." Can you believe that? Man, and they say there ain't no slave labor nowadays. We worked 3 hours, all over town. Beat.
With some effort, Chris sits forward and reaches into his back pocket.
"Here."
He hands Jesus $25 and some change.
"I bought us some sodas and candy bars. Sorry."
"Hey, well done, guys," Jesus says, bending down. The kids smile. "You really did good."
$25, Chris says. "You any idea how much gas it takes to fill that clunker?"
"Maybe we should just call it quits, JC.
Sell the bus, try and get the money together for tickets back to..."
But Jesus isn't listening. He's standing up, clapping his hands together as Bob approaches, shuffling wearily.
"Hey, the Bob machine! Zero defects! How was your day, big guy?"
"Fragged," Bob says, slumping down beside Chris. "Fragged."
He reaches into the pocket of his combat jacket, the edges of the pocket frayed and greasy, and takes out his cardboard "Vietnam vet, hungry and homeless, please help" sign. He piles some small bills and change on top of it. Jesus sifts through, counting. 12, 13, nearly $14. Way to go, Bob. You did better than me. Chris and Bob look at him.
"Yeah," Jesus says. "I mean, I played everything, from Dylan to goddamn show tunes out there today, and got $11.
I guess the folks around here don't care for music too much." Morgan has fared better. A stint washing dishes in a burger joint downtown has netted him $52.
"That's, just over $100 and some change, plus whatever Becky brings back," Jesus says. "That's gotta get us down the road a ways, huh, Chris?"
"Yeah, we're getting all of 14 miles to the gallon in that piece of shit," Morgan says.
"Hey, Morgan," Chris cuts in, "when I bought the bus, gas money wasn't going to be an issue. I thought we'd..."
"Hey, come on, guys, cut it out," Jesus says.
"We're in the shit, and we're all doing the best we can, huh?"
"Mom!"
Miles cries, hopping up and running towards Becky, who is coming down the street now. She's late. It's nearly 7. Becky scoops the boy up and flops down onto the wall, her head flopping down onto Bob's shoulder. She looks wiped out.
"We made $30, Mom,"
Miles tells her excitedly.
"Did you, baby? Good boy. Did you have fun with Unky Chris?"
"Yeah, we met lots of people. Here."
He hands her a leaflet for a lube job. Becky smiles.
"Mom did okay, too."
She hands a roll of bills to Jesus.
"Thanks, Bex," he says, counting. "You look be...
Holy shit."
He realizes he is counting 20s, 50s, a single 100.
"There's like $400 here."
"Nearly 5,
Becky says.
"Mommy!"
Miles exclaims.
"You got more than everyone!"
"I got a shift waitressing," Becky says, looking only at the boys, not at any of the guys.
"At this real fancy place. They were busy, and I got a full share of the tips."
Jesus swallows, looks down. Chris and Morgs and Bob not looking at each other either.
"Wow, Mom,"
Danny says.
"Come on," Becky says. "Let's go get Gus and Dottie and get back to the bus. I'm beat."
They man up and head off into the gathering dusk, Becky walking on ahead, one of her boys' hands in each of hers. Jesus and Morgan walking a little way behind.
Shit, JC, Morgan says softly. Girl having to do that shit.
Jesus sighs, stuffing the $600 or so into his pocket.
God damn you, Meg, he says for the first time.
They fill the tank and leave town in the middle of the night, after Chris has napped for a few hours, looking to take advantage of those empty roads, trying to make up some time. It's quiet on the bus. Everyone's sleeping, stretched out on the mattresses or across the empty rows of seats. Just Chris awake at the wheel, and Jesus sat up back, smoking and thinking about sacrifice, as he watches the lights of Indianapolis glow fainter behind them in the dark.